1 Corinthians 3 verse 18 to 21. The wisdom of this world is the title of today's adult Sunday school class, taken from 1 Corinthians 3, 18 to 21. The title, The Wisdom of This World. Let no man deceive you. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He that taketh the wise in his own craftiness. Paul quotes Job 5 verse 3. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. The admonition is that God's people be wise in the things of God. To take hold of eternal life through salvation in Jesus Christ. To put aside the wisdom of this world and to take the time to imbibe the wisdom of God. To take the time to imbibe the wisdom of God. Solomon wisely taught us to learn the wisdom of God through prayer and diligent study. He says, Proverbs 2, verse 1 to 8, My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. So here, how can we receive the wisdom of God? Solomon says, If thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, and incline thy ear. The word incline means stretch. That means listen carefully. You know, teachers used to pull the ear of the students. Pull. Why? Stretch. Stretch the ear. And incline your ear to listen. And apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. How wonderful it is to have that knowledge of God in our hearts. May God's people hold in highest regard the Word of God as our supreme authority for faith and practice and find good success in life. So Paul says, Let no man deceive you. If any man seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. The Apostle Paul points out that the wisdom of this world is vain. The word vain means empty, fruitless. That's the word that Solomon uses a lot in the book of Ecclesiastes. He said, vanity of vanities, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Right? In Chinese, it says, shi kong ah, shi kong. Why? Vanities, like a vapor, right? Like a vapor. Empty, float away, cannot take hold cannot take hold, slips away from you. In other words, it avails to nothing in the final analysis. You'll be disappointed by it. This world's wisdom, it is foolishness with God. Rather, Paul tells us, pursue godly wisdom and flee worldly wisdom. The wisdom of God is revealed in His written word. Believers are to take time to consider, because it is most profitable to the human soul. Faith in God's word is the beginning of wisdom, and appropriating God's wisdom makes one wise unto salvation. Understanding the things in the spiritual realm that impacts the physical realm. See, the things in the spiritual realm that impacts the physical realm. So the things that we see that plays out in the scenes before us in the world, there is a spiritual dimension that God wants us to see. There is a spiritual dimension. And this spiritual dimension undergirds the physical dimension. And God wants you to see it and know it, so that you will not be deceived. The things that make for true peace and joy in the heart surpasses the blind accumulation of riches for mortal security. Isn't it so true? We think that we have security when we would be able to gather enough, store enough, and yet what we accumulate, the Lord says that you put it in the pocket with holes. Pocket with holes. In other words, things will fall out of the pocket. A pocket with holes. How come there are holes in the pocket? Well, God made the holes in the pocket. Pockets are not meant to have holes. It's supposed to hold whatever you have. But God gave the holes in the pocket, so that whatever you think that you can accumulate just leaks out. And at the end, you're able to hold nothing. That is the paradox of that life with God. You seem to have lose, but you have gained. And you seem to have gained and you have lost. A paradox. Spiritual wisdom. Unless the believer is still living in an earthbound life, pursuing the transient things of the world, that brings him no true satisfaction. So the Apostle Paul is saying to us to wise up, to wake up. Life is too short to be wasted away with unprofitable work. May the Lord grant us a heavenly perspective of this earthly life for our soul's sake. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise. They are vain. Psalm 94 verse 11. The Lord knows the thoughts of men, that they are vanity. He does so to caution the believers in Corinth to weigh carefully the words of men. He urges them not to rely on human wisdom to order their lives, rather on the word of God. It seems that the believers in Corinth are somewhat inclined to embrace worldly wisdom, whether it is because of their past associations or the lingering of an unrenewed mind. The lingering of an unrenewed mind, or our past associations. The Lord says that we are to renew our mind so that we may not conform to this world. And how can our minds be renewed? Well, there is a way by which we can do so. The words of men are at best unwise, foolish, vain, and even wicked. They dilute and compromise their faith in God. So Jesus says to the that concerning the Christian life, that entry through the strait gate. The word strait means hard to enter because it's very narrow. The strait gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Few there be that find it. So the strait gate is narrow, is restrictive, difficult to enter. It's the gate of salvation. Only in Jesus Christ. This entrance through the strait gate describes the beginning of a blessed life. So we say that, you know, life with God begins like that, right? You are in the world, and the Lord leads you to Him, and you come to that narrow path to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you pass through, there it broadens again to life. But you need to pass that narrow. That entrance to the strait gates, the beginning of the blessed life. Believers are to have their eyes open through the meditation of God's word to see the difference between truth and error. May God's people take time to renew their mind, that their hearts may be conformed to the image of God. Verse 20, again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. The Apostle Paul here speaks of a perennial problem of man to exalt himself. Rather, man is to know his position before God and be willing to abase himself. Let no man glory in men is the admonition. Pride is the oldest sin. It is the sin that caused Lucifer, the most perfect of God's angels, to be cast down to earth. Five thoughts of self-exaltation. How frightening it is. Isaiah 14, verse 12 to 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sights of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Sin did not begin on earth with the fall of Adam and Eve, but with the fall of Lucifer, who came as the serpent to tempt Adam and Eve. It's very frightening, isn't it? The Lord said, don't eat of it. To the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Well, what is the lesson here? We must decrease and Christ must increase in our lives. As John the Baptizer understood well, as he testified in John 3, 31, 30 to 31, he says, he must increase and I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. May God's name be exalted in our lives this day. Paul says, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, they are vain. Let no man glory in the thoughts of men. Let us glory in the Lord. May the Lord help us and strengthen us for this new week. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy word. By Thy Holy Spirit, guide us and bless this new week for Thy own honor and glory. This I pray with thanksgiving through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.